broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676. All right, good morning. It's about 2 minutes after nine. You're listening to KFSK Petersburg, and it's time for Tradio. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Stuart.
Nice to have you in.
Yeah, and glad they didn't, we didn't get as much snow yet as they are predicting.
Yeah. It always sounds worse than it ends up being, which, you know, I'm glad we get prepared for the worst.
Yes. But, yes. My brother went to MIT, actually Michigan Tech,
and
up in the Upper Peninsula, and I heard that they got like 3 feet of snow, and that's not unusual, really, because they're this little peninsula between two lakes, and they actually have like doors on their second floor so that they can get in and out of their house during winter.
Oh, okay. Just jump into the snow pile.
they kind of put, you know, a walkway on top of the snow because it's just too deep to dig out.
Right.
But they also have a fabulous winter carnival with all the snow carving and everything. And it's just like, I kind of miss that, actually, going up to see that.
that does sound fun, actually. The Christmas markets, things like that, you know, just good stuff. If you want to give us a call here on Tradio, join the conversation. The number is 907-531-8049 or 907-772-3808. And we do have a caller on line one, so we'll go ahead and jump in. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. It's Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hey.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Stuart. And Stuart, you were right earlier. We are having quack pot sausage soup for bingo tonight.
Ah. Thank you. I remembered it was soup, but I couldn't remember what kind.
Yep, sausage soup. And I'm bringing some rolls, and I'm making some peanut butter cookies today. So we'll have those as a snack also. And bingo, the doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. We had a couple people who didn't realize that last week and came late. And we have water, coffee, pop, and popcorn. Popcorn and coffee is free, and water and pop has a small charge. And we have a good time. So that's my news for today.
Okay.
Perfect.
Oh, yes. And I do have something that I'm looking for.
Oh.
I am looking for some old utensils. Like old graters, old spoons, potato mashers, a can opener, stuff like that. Utensils, old utensils. And my number's 518-0602.
0602?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Joyce. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, great. Yeah, dual purpose. Yeah, you can call for more than one thing.
Oh, yes. Anytime. Things at the library. Yeah. Always just go to psglib.org for the latest and greatest of events that are happening.
Yeah. I had my family up in town earlier this week
for
a few couple days. And Terry stopped by the library multiple times. Terry's like, oh, I was looking at those hoodies. She's like, I really like them.
So do I. They are a great deal, actually, and they're very, very nice. And I'm wearing mine right now.
Made me think of it. And
She's like hint dropping gift hints ideas for later for me. So I was like, which I appreciate. Again, if you want to call and join the conversation this morning, we invite you to do so. 907-531-8049. Had a lot of stuff that was announced on Wednesday, and hoping folks were able to make those connections, find the things that they needed. I also remember Sally called in about the tea that is coming up in April.
Yes, hopefully she will call again with all those details. Let's see, what do I remember from last night? Actually, last night the weather took so long I didn't read very much.
<You're> right.
As far as upcoming events for Petersburg, but anyway. The casting call. They are still looking for people. So
yeah, for Anchors Away, they are still in need of to fill roles for like 6 women and 3 men, I believe it was.
Yes.
So we do have a caller on line 1, and I believe it is Sally. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Well, good morning, Stuart and Chris. How are you guys today?
Okay.
Very well.
I'm calling for the Pioneer Tea.
Okay, great.
Excellent.
It's going to be held on April 11th, the Saturday, from 1 to 3 at Holy Cross House. And there'll be tickets available, I believe, next week at Lee's Clothing. They're $20 a piece. If you need more information, you can call Debbie McMahon at 518-4045 or Gail Eastwood at 518-4232. And there'll be live music and lots of sweets and savories on the groaning board table. And I think there's 8 or so different types of tea you can try, some herbal, some not. Pretty exciting. And then, of course, they'll have a beautiful collection of teapots to look at, too, that are being served out of. And the tables will be decorated. If you want to decorate your own table, let Debbie or Gail know, and they'll reserve a table for you to come and bring your goodies and decorate for all your friends. Just a really fun thing. It's available to the whole community, and there's lots of tables, lots of room, lots of fun.
And can you remind us where the money goes?
It's for the senior graduating high school scholarship. Okay. We try to do 2 with the Pioneers each year, and you know, we don't do a lot of bake sales or anything like that, but this is our one money-making function for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I appreciate you calling in again, because I had gotten, on Wednesday, I'd gotten that the tickets were at Lee's. I did not get the part that they were not going on sale until, like, next week, so I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, I had thought they were going early because I was told that, and then I was told, no, that person's out of town. They're not going to start selling them a little bit later.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Good to get
so
that out.
It's coming. They're coming.
And, okay.
And I'd like to thank you guys for being on the air. And have a great weekend.
You too.
You too. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Go play bingo.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, great. And we have a caller on line 2, and I believe it's Dave Berg. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Yeah, it is. Dave Berg. Today I'm calling regarding the Rotary Rose Sale.
Oh, yes.
Up a week from tomorrow. Roses are $30 a dozen. Thank you so much for publicizing it, because every time you mention it, seems like I get another email.
Yay.
Someone purchased a dozen roses for their loved one. People can go on Petersburg, on our website, the PetersburgRotary.org, or you can contact me, 518-1199. Be happy to send you a QR code if you want to pay by credit card or take your information over the phone. If you want to pay by check, we do that too. So happy to have the community support all of our local and international Rotary events, our scholarship, our youth exchange program. We've got 2 students going out this next summer for the STEP program, the short-term program, one to Italy and another to Finland. We'll have a kid coming from some foreign country yet unnamed this next fall. So all of these events are supported through Rotary and through your donations, community donations to our fundraisers like Rotary Roses. They're $30 a dozen.
And when did you say they would be delivered?
We're hoping, looking at next Saturday.
Okay, the 28th. Okay, that's what I thought, but I...
Hopefully the jet makes it in and everything.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, thanks, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take care. Yeah, bye.
Great, yeah. We when I remember the Rotary Club I was a part of, we always did carnations and just bouquets as well. Similar idea. Always a good time to drop them off at people's houses too when they weren't expecting them, and for them to be like really surprised.
Yes, you get that. That's the perk, right? That you see the smiling faces that receive them and the surprise and everything.
Exactly. to jump back to something we were talking about a little bit earlier, we were talking about the Mitkoff Mummers casting call. I got that pulled up here. It's for The Anchor's Away, which is the present production for Mayfest. They're in need of 6 women and 3 men to fill parts. And if you'd like to participate, you can... let them know by Monday the 23rd by calling Irene 518-0081 or Tiffany at 360-525-5018. And I think they've gotten underway with their rehearsals as of this week. Finding that they still need a few more people.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Sometimes.
And they said if they do not get enough people, they will have to pivot to a different production, which they don't want to do.
Oh, no. That would be terrible.
So it's hoping we can fill those roles.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to give us a call here with something to share, number is 907-531-8049. And we would love to hear from you if you're looking for something, as Joyce had utensils she was looking for, or if you have something that you want to sell off, like a pair of rain pants or something.
Let us anything, know.
We'll let you also know that Baby Raven Reads, teacher Brandy Heppy, is happening on this Saturday from 11 to noon. It's an event for young children followed by Alaska Native Cultural Activities. Program is supported by Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and that is at the Public Library. And then Clausen Museum displaying an exhibit entitled Sing Lee, The Man, the Murder, the Mystery at the museum through the end of the month. The museum is open Monday through Friday from 1 to 5 and Saturday noon to 5 at 203 Fram. I wish I had told my wife about this when she was here. She would have. She likes a good murder mystery. She would have been probably would have wanted to know about that, actually. And then Wednesday, March 25th, 6:30 p.m., Petersburg Science Series, an extra presentation for this month, presenting a talk with Heather Bauscher at the Library Community Room. The topic is fish and game regulations, also subsistence process, and how you can provide input on both. For more information, call Sunny Rice, 772-3381, or email sunny.rice@alaska.edu. Care to do a rundown?
Yes, we can start the rundown. Joyce called bingo at the Sons of Norway, and remember, the times have changed. Mm-hmm. So don't get there late. Doors open at 5:30, and bingo starts at 6:30. Tonight, they have crock pot sausage soup. There's going to be some rolls and peanut butter cookies. Joyce, as Stuart just mentioned, is looking for old utensils like old graters and spoons and, you know, that kind of thing. If you have any that you are willing to get rid of, you can give her a call at 907-518-0602. Sally called to remind people that the Pioneer Tea is coming up Saturday, April 11th from 1 to 3 at the Holy Cross House. Tickets will be available next week at Lee's, $20 each. And you can reserve your own table if you want to decorate it yourself. Otherwise, tables will be decorated and you just have to show up. The money goes to senior high school graduating high school senior scholarships.
Right.
And so that is happening April 11th, and that's a Saturday. As I said, tickets next week will be available at Lee's. Dave called Rotary Roses Time, $30 per dozen. They will be delivering next week, Saturday, barring any difficulties
right.
with getting them here. You can order those roses by going to PetersburgRotary.org or calling Dave at 5907-518-1199 or look at their ads around town, mm-hmm. and they should have a QR code that you can also just pop into your phone and get to that link.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just mentioning that they are going to have two students in the STEP program, which is a summer program.
Short-term program.
And they will have a student coming in next fall. They're not sure from where yet. So.
That's always a fun,
surprise.
Find out.
Surprise. Anyway, that is it for the rundown.
Perfect. Thank you. And I'll throw something out there as well from Viking Swim Club that I got some information from Coach Gibb on. They are having a swimming clinic. With Olympian Margaret Holzler. That is going to be at the Petersburg Aquatic Center on April 4th and 5th for the sessions for the swimmers. So if you're a member of Viking Swim Club and you have not yet signed up for that, you should do so.
Yes.
It is $75 per session. And we were looking up a little information on Margaret, and she particularly works on freestyle and backstroke. And you can find more about her at margaretholzer.com. That's a H-O-E-L-Z-E-R. But yeah, there's meet and greet with her on the 3rd, and then there's sessions on Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th. And you can sign up if you're a swimmer by contacting Coach Derek, and then I think they've also sent a link out to swimmers' families. So get on
great.
It.
Yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity.
Yeah, how often do you get to meet and work with an Olympian?
Yes.
So that's going to be really fun, and we encourage you to sign up if you haven't done that.
Okay.
All right. And
I guess that's it.
I think that's about it. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.